And it is 7:29, and you know what that means? It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning, well, all week long, we've got folks in from Toledo Christian Schools, and joining us this morning is Jim Pinkelman. He is the theater director, teaches geometry, statistics, business, psychology, sociology.
Wow.
He'll come and trim your bushes, fix your car, do some light roofing. They're keeping you busy
coach,
over there.
Assistant track coach. Yeah, I do way too much.
So you just, what, have a cot in one of the back rooms?
This time of the year, yes.
And he's here with along with a couple students from TCS who are going to be part of the Beauty and the Beast, which they are putting on the musical this year. So it's good to have you guys back in.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
I'm glad you could find the time, you know, in all your busy
schedule. Well, somebody's covering my first period class this morning, so it's all good.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, Jim, before I have you introduce everybody, and we're going to hear a song a little bit from the musical, but first, why don't we turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right, very good. The Lord has been put on my heart lately this thing called joy, and I think sometimes as believers, we confuse it with happiness, and we tend to find ways to be happy every day, but James 1:2 tells us, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces endurance." And, you know, happiness, we can walk around every day and be happy and happy things happen to us. Sounds a little redundant there. But at the end of the day, joy is a little bit different because you don't go to a woman who's pregnant and say, "Hey, consider it all happy." It just doesn't work that way. But we consider it all joy because, you know, she's going through a trial. We all go through trials every day. But when we know when we get through the end of that trial, there's joy. That child that we have after we go through the delivery process, that is what joy is. And my daughter just got married over this past weekend, and I kind of shared the same thing with one of at the rehearsal dinner. You know, over the 23 and a half years that she has been alive, you know, it hasn't been pure happiness all the time, and her and I have gone through trials and haven't seen eye to eye, especially her teenage years. But we knew at the end of the process, as she matured and grew, that this wedding day would come, and that was the joy. That was the joy we experienced on the other side of all the trials that we go through. And even though we have some high school students here as well, you guys have trials and tribulations you're going through, but the joy at the end of the journey through all this is graduation and moving on in your life to bigger and better things. Not that TCS is not a great, awesome place to be, right? And so, you know, that joy piece of the puzzle, I think we all have to realize that we do have to go through some difficulties every day to get to that joy on the other side. And to find those moments of happiness is what gets us through, I think, sometime.
That's a good word for us. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Sure will. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be here this morning. And as people listen to this morning, I just pray that they would find that joy in every day and that recognize that as they go through those trials, Father, that there's joy on the other side. And then look to you for those answers to help them get through every day. We just ask your blessing on this day. We look forward to every good thing that you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So Jim Pinkelman from Toledo Christian Schools joining us this morning, and have some students in with you from, they're going to be doing a musical, their spring musical, Beauty and the Beast. So who do you have in with us this morning?
Well, this morning we have Hayden Vance, who will be playing Maurice this morning. Say hi, Hayden.
Hi, Hayden.
And Megan Macarella, who is no newbie to the theater. She is playing the lead role, Belle, in this year's show.
Yeah, I remember Megan from you were here before and
yes,
last year.
I was, yeah.
All right. Well, exciting. So Beauty and the Beast, why did you pick this one for your musical this year?
I'm not sure.
At this point, I don't know. You know, I got 58 jobs. Come on.
It's one of the biggest shows we've done just as far as characters and stuff. But I always have to look for shows. I mean, we do have a lot more female roles girls that come out, and so I have to find shows that are a little heavy on that. But this year, that's kind of equal. We have a lot of guys and a lot of girls, mm-hmm. And you know, I just thought, well, let's try Disney and see how that goes this year. And so it's going really, really well so far.
All right, we have in with us from Toledo Christian Schools, Hayden Vance and Megan Macarella. Yeah, right, good job. First time out. And of course, they are part of the spring musical Beauty and the Beast. And so, guys, once again, tell the folks what parts you're playing in the musical.
Well, I'm Maurice. I'm Belle's father, and just the crazy inventor dad of Belle, supportive father figure.
And I'm Megan, and I play Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
And what song are you going to do for us this morning?
It's called No Matter What, Belle and Maurice's duet here.
All right. So you guys ready? You're warmed up, prepared mm-hmm. to go? Okay, so here we go. Hayden Vance, Megan Macarella from Beauty and the Beast, the song No Matter What.
No, I'm not annoy you. No family ever saner, except one uncle who, well, maybe let that pass. In all you say and do, you couldn't make it plainer. You are your mother's daughter, therefore you are class.
So I should just accept I'm simply not like them.
They are the common herd, and you can take my word. You are unique, creme de la creme. No matter what you do, I'm on your side. And if my point of view is somewhat misty-eyed, it's my clearer in my life than what I wish and feel for you. And that's a lot, no matter what.
No matter what they say, you make me proud. I love the funny way you stand out from the crowd.
It's my intention, my invention shows the world out there one day just what we've got. No matter what. Now some may say all fathers just exaggerate,
that every daughter's great.
You are.
And every daughter tends to say her father's tops.
She pulls out all the stops to praise him, and quite rightly. No matter what the pain, we've come this far. I pray that you remain exactly as you are. This really is a case of father knowing best,
and daughter too.
You're never strange.
Don't ever change.
You're all I've got, no matter what.
Hey, all right. Excellent job, guys. Excellent job. That is Hayden Vance and Megan Macarella from Beauty and the Beast, put on by Toledo Christian Schools. And the website for folks who want to go find more information or get tickets?
ShowTicksForYou.com.
Excellent. Guys, thanks so much for being in with
us. Thank you.